WXRR, Hattiesburg, Laurel. Scorching the pine trees with 100,000 watts of classic rock. This is Rock 104. Tom Colt, Flying Brian, and John Lamar. It's the Rock 104 Morning Crew.
It is 8:33, a high today near 91 with mostly sunny skies, 75 in Hattiesburg. And, boy, talk about shifting gears. We've gone from reading, writing, arithmetic kind of stuff to, well, actually, that's what we're diving into now, isn't it? I'm sorry. I'm still trying to clean up the mess from the previous segment over here.
So, I know you guys are here to talk about the summer reading program
right.
at the library. I notice a lot of libraries around the area have these things kind of going on.
Right. It's a national program.
Oh, is it really?
Nationwide.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. Kind of ties in with actually being summer.
Right.
The Rock 104 Morning Crew.
We've been blessed and thankful for Lieutenant Colonel Willig and Sergeant Green from Camp Shelby, the 305th that's with the 177th Combat Brigade. You guys are human beings, too. You've got families. You've seen Memorial Day picnics and barbecues and everything else. What is Memorial Day? The obvious differences are there, but some of the subtle differences that some people may not realize that are that between civilian and military personnel, as far as Memorial Day goes, the meaning of which and how you guys process it all.
Well, I mean, for a lot of guys in the service, when you want to describe Memorial Day, for us, it's names. For me, it's Sergeant Charles Wyckoff. I went to basic training with him, and anytime Memorial Day comes around, his name comes to mind.
Hey, it's John Lamar inviting you to join me every single weekday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. for the Rock 104 Midday Show.
Sounds like a winner to me, my brother.
I listen to you every single day.
And John, I want you to know, man, you're my spirit animal, bro.
I know how you, man. You always having a good time.
The Midday Shift with John Lamar on Rock 104.
Rock 104, you got John Lamar. Who's on the phone?
This is Kenny from Oak Grove, Mr. Big Bad Beach Bully John Lamar.
Kenny, I like your style, man. I'm not even going to keep you in the dark. You, sir, are caller number 7. You scored some basketball tickets.
Let me ask you a question real quick. I've been trying to get through. Who did the song Bad Time for Being in Love? Was it Badfinger?
Oh, that's Grand Funk Railroad, man. That's a fantastic one.
Grand Funk. Okay. Yeah, I was madly in love in 1975, and I was driving an old Impala at a country club, picking up balls off the range, and it did have a radio. And it seemed like they played that song every other time. And when I was listening to it on the way to town today, I did get a tear in my eye.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think you might remember it, Kenny, because it related to your situation at that time. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, bad. Man, you talk about a 17-year-old that was bad in love. Good Lord.
That is too good. Well, I tell you what, I got to get some information from you to make sure these tickets get to you in a timely fashion. But, Kenny, one quick question, bro. What station made you a winner today?
Rock 104.
Rocking you through the afternoon with Brandon on Rock 104.
Rock 104, hello. Who wrote the screenplay?
Sylvester Stallone.
That is correct. I think that may have been too easy of a question. Who am I speaking with?
It's Neil.
Well, congratulations, Neil. You are headed to Sully's with $50 in hand. How's that for a way to get the weekend started?
Man, that's the way to do it, ain't it?
Rock 104, hello. What movie?
Is it Alien?
That is it. Who am I speaking with?
This is Rhonda Gilbert.
Well, congratulations, Rhonda. You were headed to the North Forest Volunteer Fire Department's Haunted Forest. You just got to tell
me
one thing.
I've never been.
Well, you're going now. You just got to tell me one thing. Which station rocks the Pine Belt?
Rock 104.
Thanks to evolving technology at rock104fm.com, the broadcast El Grande reaches out to all 50 states, all the continents of the world, and a herd of cows in McGee. Rock Tracks with Doug Morris on Rock 104.
Paul McCartney has created another children's book about a submarine, but this time it's green. Grand Dude's Green Submarine is the sequel to his book, Hey Grand Dude. It continues the adventures of Grand Dude and his grandchildren as they take the submarine to find their grandmother, appropriately named Nan Dude. Grand Dude's Green Submarine comes out September 2nd. On this date in 2005, Valerie Bertinelli filed for divorce from Eddie Van Halen. They tied the knot in 1981. The divorce was finalized back in 2007. Now, just last month, Bertinelli filed for a divorce from her current husband, Tom Vitale. So, Valerie, if you're listening to the online version of the broadcast El Grande, you're saying there's a chance.